Are you feeling stuck in your life? Or like the same challenges keep repeating? What if the way forward isn't pushing harder, but going deeper? Feel what's real. Heal what's underneath. Live from your truth. Now, here is your host of the Feel to Heal podcast, licensed marriage and family therapist and integrative guide, Sharon Nichols.
Beautiful souls, and welcome back to the Feel to Heal podcast. I'm Sharon Nichols, licensed marriage and family therapist, and I am so grateful that you are here. And I am so excited because I'm doing the shift. I was allowing each of the topics that I chose to work me, and it was just draining my energy and sapping me. And I'm like, I need to do something that is going to be energizing and enlivening, and something that I talk about all the time and use all the time in my own personal life, and most importantly with all of my clients. And so I'm really excited for today, because couldn't find the book. I'm going to be talking about for the next 8 to maybe even 12 podcasts, shows, I'm going to be talking about The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. And like I said before, I cannot say enough about these four agreements. It's a Toltec wisdom book. It's so much common sense. It makes so much sense to me. And I'm so excited that I decided to figure out how to present it in a way that is so easy and understandable. And I am just so excited to share all of this, to share his wisdom, because we are so, so trapped in our own minds, and because our minds are not our friends. And so that's why I'm starting with the first agreement, which is be impeccable with your word. Now, you know, when you hear the phrase, be impeccable with your word, you may think that means that don't lie, or be careful what you say, or try and be kind, or actually keep your word. Like, if you make a commitment, you need to keep your word. And yes, all of those things matter, but this agreement goes much, much deeper than being polite or choosing nice words. This agreement is really about understanding that your word has power. So I'm going to repeat it. The first agreement by Don Miguel Ruiz is be impeccable with your word. So it's about really understanding that your word has power. Your word can create. Your word can destroy. Your word can heal. Your word can wound. And your word can free you. And your word can keep you trapped in a story that was never really yours to begin with. So today, I want to begin by asking you to think of a sentence someone once said to you that you still remember. Maybe it was said to you 20 years ago. Maybe it was said to you when you were a child. Maybe it was just recently. Or maybe it was just cruel. Examples. You're too sensitive. You'll never be good at that. You're selfish. You're dramatic. You are not enough. It also could be positive. It could be loving. I believe in you. You are stronger than you know. I'm proud of you. You matter. And maybe that one sentence has stayed with you. And maybe it became something you repeated to yourself Maybe it shaped the way you saw yourself, and it became a part of your identity. That is the power of the word. Words do not just disappear after they are spoken. I mean, how many times have we said something and we've just felt the word hang in the air? Because words do not just disappear after they are spoken. Sometimes they land, sometimes they take root, and they also can grow inside of us for years. And sometimes we don't even realize we are still living from a sentence that someone planted in us so long ago. Don Miguel Ruiz teaches that the word is not just what we say out loud. This is really important. The word is the language we use to create meaning. It is our speech. It is our thoughts, our inner dialogue. It is the labels that we place on ourselves and the story we tell about our life. It is the story we tell about who we are, what we deserve, what is possible, and then what is not possible. So when Don Miguel Ruiz says, "Be impeccable with your word," he's not simply saying, "Watch your mouth." He is saying, "Be conscious of the way you create your reality through language." Because every day we are speaking our lives into shape. We say things like, "I always mess things up. I'm bad with money. I'm not lovable. I know I'm too much. I'm not smart enough. I never get it right." And when we say these things over and over again, they stop sounding like thoughts. They start sounding like the truth. But many of those sentences are not the truth. They're old agreements, old wounds, or old beliefs. They are words that we accepted often before we had the maturity, prefrontal cortex not fully formed, till you're 25, no executive reasoning or functioning. So often before we had the maturity or the support to actually question them. So we accepted things that were said about us that probably are not just not true anymore. They maybe were true in the moment, not true anymore. So in the Four Agreements, Don Miguel Ruiz says the word, your word, is like magic. Your word is like magic. And I love that image because magic has power. Magic changes everything. Magic transforms. But magic can be used in different ways. The word can be used in different ways because a word can be a blessing or a word can be a curse. A word can open a door, or a word can close a heart. And a word can help someone feel seen, or a word can make someone shrink. Think about a child who hears, "You are so difficult," over and over again. That child may grow up believing that their needs are a problem. They may become an adult who apologizes for everything. I'm assuming we know these people if we've not been these people ourselves. They also may hide their emotions. They may fear they are being too much. They may think love has to be earned by being easy. And the person who first said those words to them may not even remember saying them. But the child remembers. The body remembers. The nervous system remembers. You remember. This is why this agreement matters so much. Because most of us have been shaped by words we did not choose. We were shaped by our family words, cultural words, religious words, school words, relationship words, social media words, words from people who were hurting themselves, words from people who were afraid for them and for us, words from people who did not know how powerful their own language was. And then, without realizing it, we began repeating those words to ourselves. This is where this agreement becomes so deeply personal. Because here's the thing. The person you speak the most to is actually not your partner, not your child, not your friend, not your coworker. The person you speak to most is yourself. All day long, there is a voice inside of you narrating your life, commenting, judging, explaining, predicting, remembering, worrying, comparing. And for many of us, that voice is not gentle. That voice can be harsh. It can be cruel. It sounds like criticism. It can sound like shame, even fear, and it could sound like someone from our past. And sometimes we don't even notice it because it's been there for so long that it feels so normal. So I want you to pause for a moment and just notice the way that you speak to yourself. When you make a mistake, what do you say? Do you say, "That was human, let me try again"? Or you do say, "Gosh, I'm such an idiot." When you feel hurt, what do you say? Do you say, "Something in me needs care"? Or do you say, "I'm way too sensitive"? And when you are tired, what do you say? Do you say, "My body is asking for rest"? Or do you just say, "Ugh, I'm so lazy"? When you're afraid, what do you say? Do you say, "Fear is here and I can listen to it"? Or do you say, "I am so weak"? This is actually where impeccability begins, not with perfect speech, not with never making a mistake, not with always sounding peaceful. It begins with noticing. It begins with hearing the sentences that live inside of you, and it begins with asking, "Is this true?" And sometimes, more importantly, "Whose voice is this?" So we're going to pause for a break. And when we come back, we're going to continue to talk about the first agreement, being impeccable with your word, and how powerful our words are. See you back in a couple. Thank you for listening to the Feel to Heal show, for the Feel to Heal podcast with myself, Sharon Nichols, on the Inspired Choices Network. And I would really love some your feedback. You can find me on Instagram or Facebook, Feel to Heal with Sharon is Instagram. And I'm just so excited to be here. So thank you so much for listening. See you back in a couple of minutes.
At different times in life, we can feel stuck, like our thoughts won't shut off, like we're looping the same worries and what ifs, overanalyzing everything, or replaying the same conflict in our mind. And sometimes it's not that you're thinking wrong, it's your nervous system trying to keep you safe. What feels like being too much is often just emotion that hasn't had room to be felt. On the Feel to Heal podcast, licensed marriage and family therapist and integrative guide Sharon Nichols blends evidence-based psychology with spiritual insight and practical tools to help you understand what you feel, shift old patterns, and reconnect with yourself. Feel what's real. Heal what's underneath. Live from your truth. Listen to the Feel to Heal podcast every Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central, 4 Mountain, 3 Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Feel to Heal podcast with licensed marriage and family therapist and integrative guide, Sharon Nichols. To join the conversation, connect with our live studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send your questions or comments to SharonNichols@feeltoheal.com. Feel what's real. Heal what's underneath. Live from your truth. Now back to the show.
Welcome back. Thank you so much. Just before the break, we were talking about being impeccable with your word and just pausing for a moment and listening to your own self and how you actually speak to yourself. Notice the way you speak. And it's not about being perfect with your speech. Impeccability begins with the noticing. It begins with hearing the sentences that live inside of you. It begins with asking, is this true? And sometimes even more importantly, whose voice is this? Because many of the things we say to ourselves did not begin with or belong to us. Someone taught us. Someone modeled that language. They called us names. They criticized our body. Somebody made us feel ashamed for our sensitivity. We were told, some of us were told we were not good enough. Some of us were dismissed or laughed at. Someone left us with a sentence that became a belief. And part of healing is learning to separate the voice of truth from the voice of injury. Just because a thought is loud does not mean it is true. Just because a belief is familiar does not mean it belongs to you. Just because you have repeated something for years does not mean you have to keep repeating it. Can we please get off the hamster wheel? Can we please stop the loop? This is why the first aggrievement is not just a spiritual teaching. It is also deeply connected to emotional healing. In therapy, we often look at the stories that people carry, the stories that you say to yourself, the stories that say, I have to be perfect to be loved. I can't trust anyone. My needs are too much. I have to take care of everyone. I am only valuable when I am useful. And if someone is upset, it must be my fault. These stories are made of words. And when we begin to question the words, we can begin to loosen the story. We begin to see that the sentence is not the self. The belief is not the truth. The wound is not the identity. One of the most powerful things we can do is begin to name our inner language. One of the most powerful things we can do is to begin to name our inner language, not judge it, not shame it, not attack it. Just notice it. And then you can change the inner dialogue with yourself, and you might say, wow, that's an old sentence. That is actually fear speaking. That is shame speaking. That is the voice of someone from my past. That is not the whole truth. That is a story I learned, not a truth I have to live by. So when you were able to do this, when I do this for myself, which I've been doing more and more. I think that's even how I got here, because I was so caught up in the story that I had to have it perfect, that the perfection. And so what I did by creating now this whole series, which I'm really excited about, is I've now created space. I've now given myself the space to actually heal that part of me, the need for perfection, the need to always know exactly what I'm going to say and how I'm going to say it, and that I actually do have something to say, even though I'm using somebody else's words. It's actually so comforting in knowing that I have a loose script to go with, because I have been using the four agreements, working with them for the past 7 years, for sure, doing a deep dive into them and speaking them, although not really truly understanding why I was speaking them. Because this is now the space that you get to create. And that space is where healing begins, because before you can choose new words, you have to notice the old ones. Now, I want to be clear about something, because this is really, really important. Being impeccable with your word does not mean only saying positive things. It does not mean pretending that everything is fine. It does not mean avoiding difficult conversations or swallowing your truth. It does not mean making yourself small so other people feel comfortable. Sometimes the most impeccable words are very hard words. Saying, I am hurt, or this does not feel okay to me, or I need to tell you the truth, or I cannot continue this pattern. Even I love you and I'm concerned. I need space. And I like this one particularly because I don't employ it enough. I am not available for this conversation if we cannot speak respectfully. Those words that I just said may not feel easy. They may not sound soft, but they can still be impeccable if they are spoken with honesty, responsibility, and care. This is actually what setting a boundary is all about. Yes, I know we all have to set our boundaries, except a boundary can only be set if it's coming from a place of respect for yourself and the other person. So the goal is not necessarily to be nice. The goal is to be truthful without being cruel. It's to be clear without being harmful. It's to express what is real without using your words as a weapon. There is a difference between saying, I feel hurt by what happened, and saying, rather than saying, you always ruin everything. There's also a difference between saying, I need more support, and saying, you never care about me. There's also a difference between saying, I'm really angry right now, rather than saying, you are such a terrible person. One version names the first version names the experience. The second version attacks the identity. The first version opens the door for repair. And the second version just creates more injury. Being impeccable with your word asks you to slow down enough to know the difference. And it's not easy, especially when we're triggered, especially when our nervous system feels threatened, especially when old wounds are activated. Because when we are hurt, it can feel natural to hurt back. Because when we feel unseen, it's going to be natural to accuse. When we feel ashamed, the first thing we're going to want to do is blame. And when we feel powerless, the first thing we are going to want to do is use words to regain control. But this agreement asks us to pause, to breathe, and you know I'm all big on taking a breath, to notice the power of what we are about to say, and to ask, am I about to speak from my word, from my wound or my wisdom? Am I about to tell the truth or am I about to punish? Am I about to create understanding or am I about to create more pain? And again, remember, this includes the way we speak to ourselves. Thank you so much for listening to part one. Tune in next week for part two.
Thank you for listening to the Feel to Heal podcast. Join Sharon Nichols again next Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central, 4 Mountain, 3 Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, feel what's real. Heal what's underneath. Live from your truth. Be gentle with yourself this week, and we'll see you next time.